Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, yes.
Nice. Here we go. What's
up? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Bust out those history books. We're going to do some learning.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, October 28th, 1886. Yeah. Good year. Good year.
How do you know?
Look,
nobody really knows. It was
there was
a long time ago.
Record books back then. Don't worry about it. The Statue of Liberty was dedicated in New York Harbor by U.S. President Cleveland. Was that Grover Cleveland? He was a big guy. Obviously, the statue weighs 225 tons, 152 feet tall. Big statue, big broad. Big broad hanging out there.
Wait. So what did they say? It was
dedicated.
Dedicated. So that does that mean that's when they put it up? It was brought over.
Yeah. So they got.
I guess
it.
They really don't know the details on that. Did it come over in pieces?
Yeah.
And then we pieced it together, or
came over in like I think four chunks or something like that. So you had like the head on one ship, the arm on another, the midsection.
I was gonna say, why didn't they just have the Ghostbusters walk it over? You know.
You know what? I'm trying to do a serious topic here. All right. This is a real.
Just say
thing.
It. I mean, they did it later on. It seems like it would have been a lot easier.
Man, you're an idiot. God, just days. Just days that I have to put up with this. No, Hunter, the Ghostbusters didn't walk it into place. It was something a little bit more intricate than that. So you've been to New York, but you said you really didn't get to explore. Did you see the Statue of Liberty at all in the background?
Off in the distance, yeah, but yeah. We are in a different spot in New York. New York's pretty big, and we didn't get to... It probably would have taken 8 hours to get over there, you know, through the city. But
originally, it was made of copper, and then obviously with oxidization.
Green.
I'm going to try and be smart here, but anyway, it turned kind of that green color, which is what it is. I've never been to the Statue of Liberty. We went, and yeah. I got to see, like, I was close to it, but we didn't take the ferry ride over and everything like that. So, you know,
you ever seen the face of it close up? Looks like Owen Wilson.
It does kind of look like Owen Wilson. Wow. 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 That looks like me. Wow. Wow. I think it's a pretty impressive thing. It's cool. It was a gift from Paris I think helping them in something or I don't know. It was some gift.
So you used to be able to go up into the old the torch.
You
right?
used to
Look
be able
the very top, but now it's like it's closed.
Yeah, they closed off. There's a photo of people looking out. You used to be able to like stick your head out of the windows in the crown. Back, you know, when before they didn't know about like safety and anything like that. You imagine falling from that thing? Jesus. I've been up in like the arch before, you know, in St. Louis, and it's really cool going up. You learn the history, but it's the same thing with like the Statue of Liberty. You get up top and you're like, all right, good. Get me out of here. This seems very unsafe. I get it. We're high up. I don't need to be here. I don't need to be in this area. So, yeah. Wonder what she's got underneath that dress, Hunter. What do you think she's
nothing. I guarantee you nothing.
Some nice negligee, some freedom negligee or something on there.
Just wait for a good gusty day in New York. We'll find out.
I feel like she's probably got some granny panties on underneath. Just some big old ass huggers on there.
I mean, 1886, dude. They weren't wearing some Victoria's Secret good looking.
You know, she's got a big old bush. Why are we doing this? Why are we... You know what?
Come on. You're ruining the Statue
of Liberty. This is a symbol of freedom. This is what immigrants coming over on boats to Ellis Island looked for. Like, oh, that's it. We've made it to America. And here we are talking about her rockin' bush that she's got on.
1886 probably had some hairy legs, too. To be honest with you. But she got that long dress. You know?
She's got one of those like 90s string bikinis on underneath there just in case she's ready to party. Oh, dear God. Oh, God. I'm sorry. You knew it was going to go there, and we ruined it. All right, so there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. Freedom bikini. We're going to take
freedom.
A break. We have more of Brock and Hunter coming up. Your comedian for today is Aaron Weber.